youngest in my class. And so whether you like it or not, I was bullied. There are two kinds of bullies. There are verbal bullying. They called me or mommy and stuff like that. Made so much fun of me because I was also wearing glasses at the age of 11 at that time. Those who are in my generation will understand what I'm saying. And of course, I stood up to everybody. I became a complete nuisance. Until today, even in our WhatsApp group, before you bully me, I bully you. Where am I going? Bullying is part of youth development, but it shouldn't be excessive. And that's why I'm a bit, and I don't want to stir any hornet's nest to say that I encourage bullying, no. But whether you like it or not, it's part of development. And I was surprised at the way we reacted to bullying going on in a school. A minister for women's affairs left her busy office, to go and force them to close down the school for 3 days. What are you closing down the school for 3 days for?
You're talking about Uju?
Yes.
Oh.
It's not, we have a minister for education. Even the minister for education needn't have gone. And an assistant director in the ministry can go and take care of that. Indeed, all we could have done really is to let the school take care of it and make sure that, there is discipline and those who should be punished should be punished. I don't know why we overreact sometimes, mainly because we always try to impress people that we're getting the job done. How can you close down the school for 3 days because there's some one or two people are bullying? So what has closing the school now got to do with it? You close down the school, you have students in the boarding house, what do you do with them? A school is a business. You shut down the business for 3 days because there's bullying. Even yesterday, if you search all the schools in this state, Lagos here, you will see incidents of bullying. I don't encourage bullying, but it is something that can be handled completely at school level. And let's stop making... Why do we overprotect our children? When you grow up, you see, people must understand. For those who say, oh, I suffered so much, my children must not suffer the same way. You became successful because you suffered. Let's call a spade here. And those who are adults, complete adults, will understand what I'm saying. Mm. Like I said, I don't condone bullying. Now, this story here now says that one of the victims over in the incident is contemplating going to court. This is between kids now. I mean, what's all this? This is between kids. That's my take. I'm sorry. That's my take. I believe that it's been overbloated. There are far more. Bullying is, because what was the bullying really? Slaps. People go through worse when you are in school. It's the same thing now that we've done. By the time we took away the cane from schools, see the level of discipline that you have. Why do you think some of us turned out this way as adults? It's because of the discipline we faced way back. I know what I'm saying, a lot of people won't like it, but we need to sit and rethink the way we react to things. Back in the day, if you were bullied, your parents would tell you how to strengthen yourself so that you have the wherewithal to face the world. There's bullying everywhere. The government bullies us. Police bully you. Area boy bullies you. How do you get to strengthen yourself? So, as far as I'm concerned, this is a complete overreaction, and this new thing about rights that people have suddenly gotten into and taking care of their children excessively, I don't subscribe to it. But that's my opinion. You wanted to say something, you're breathing very hard.
Well, I think we can add this to the gaffes of Minister of Foreign Affairs with Joe
Kennedy. What has she got to do with something going on in the school that a principal can handle?
You remember she said she was going to sue the United Nations if the body did
yes,
not
yes.
provide reports on all the yes, money sourced from Nigeria.
Yes. That woman is not fit to be a minister. And even she knows it. Yeah. I'm sure she knows it herself. She's not fit to be a minister. I hope that Tinubu reshuffles his cabinet. There are some of his ministers that have been quite embarrassing. Some are doing quite well. We need to... Look, let's be honest and take, some are doing quite well. The interior guy is doing okay until, of course, he ran into problem. The works guy is doing okay. But Wike, if somebody would just put a zip
in his mouth.
Or you know what? Yes, I hear he's doing well.
He's doing well.
So it's not all bad for this administration, but they need to weed out certain persons.
So he was this woman who also said that women should shut up whenever or keep quiet whenever an argument comes up with their husbands.
Who said that?
The same Uju.
No, I don't know. I don't know where the president got that from. But so I mean, all said and done, I'd like everybody to just cool things down. Don't make your children perpetual enemies of themselves. Going to court immediately, the principal should have stepped in. If there was going to be caning, if there was going to be suspension, and ultimately, if there was going to be expulsion. That's how these things are handled. Why would the minister leave her? In fact, the president should probably even be quoting her by now. Yes, you have a minister of, no matter how concerned you are, even if it was your own child, you put a phone call through to the Minister of Education. I don't expect him, in spite of the height of his full tree, with all the issues that he has, to now leave his office to go and solve a problem in this thing. A letter to the principal will solve all this. Please ensure that discipline is... We need to learn to do these things. But everything is about show. And for me, there's something about empty barrels making the most noise. I don't know whether it applies in this case. I leave you to judge that. But like I said, I don't condone bullying. But bullying is part of youth development. I was bullied. I was tiny. I'm the youngest. Yes.
You? Sir, you like this?
That's why I'm like this now.
Like my Kwebon friend.
I'm telling you, I was the youngest and the smallest. No, I think you? I was Akite older than me. I can't remember. But Ogun, of blessed memory, I think was older. But I think I was the youngest. All my classmates have gone to the seventh. They've left me behind.
Because you're not smallish. You're like my
question. I was a judge. Forget it.
You're a judge.
I had to. It was constant bullying. People, I can name the names of those who bullied me, beat the living daylights out of me. If I were to go by the way Shasoko Yoru used to box me on the shoulders, or Dubeko, or Kpokpo Kamsin, boxed my shoulders, but is this, guess what saved me? My mouth.
Wow, your mouth?
Yes.
Same here.
You bullied me in my mouth, I would say, they called me radio. But that's the story for another.
They called you radio.
They called me radio.
Same here.
But let's get serious, Kofi. This thing is getting completely out of hand. At the end of the day, with the kind of children we are going to produce in the next generation, only God knows, they'll be so over pampered. Honestly. Do you know how many? I was with a group of people yesterday. We were talking about some of the things that happened when we were in school. In St. Gregory's College, they had what they called white sand. Yes, I don't want to tell you what goes on at the west. They had Genghis, they had all kinds of things. Bariga, name it.
Wow.
Rascality is part of development.
Well, could you mean, if you're saying that bullying is part of discipline and making students grow up and man up, the one that we used to have in those days is not what we're seeing. I mean, this was outright physical abuse.
See,
slapping and beating and punching.
Let me tell you, there were things that were worse than that. We had something we called, what was it called? When they put a biro. Let me get it clear. I am not condoning bullying. I don't want anybody to come and say I'm an irresponsible parent condoning bullying. But I still believe that the reaction has been overdone. Certainly. Because everybody is now reacting because a minister had. It's a school problem. School, ask any principal. Look, I live behind a school in Suleri. They are always into fisticuffs. Every time after, when I was in primary school, we had what we call the War of the Roses. The white roses were on the left. I think he's a professor now, but they can't be a dentist. The last time I saw him, he still had that scar on his head.
Wow, he fought.
Yes.
And he's a prof now.
He's a prof now. He had in primary school. All of you, anybody who went to Corona Yaba will remember what I said. What happened? We read in history called the War of the Roses.
And so you had to.
And so we wanted to replicate it.
So
we
went to have you heard of 11/11?
No, I haven't heard. I'm not the same generation with you now.
11/11, if you dare go to school, that's the day the seniors will unleash on the students.
What happened? Do you know that there are all kinds of bullying? you saw slaps and whatever. There is mental. I will tell you, there were some seniors, for example, when they want to punish you, they put a bucket next to where they are reading and give you a teaspoon. You go to the tap and you're supposed to fill that bucket. Do you understand? You're supposed to fill that bucket with the spoon.
But Uncle Jimmy, that's torture.
I'm talking to adults now. I hope children are not listening to this. That's what Tofun does.
What about the pen? The pen one you were telling us.
It's called the digbe.
How does it?
I can't discuss.
Okay, I'll turn the mic off. You tell me.
Like, I can tell you this one.
Digbe.
Again, I need to plead, because some people will just be putting on their radios. I don't condone bullying, but it's part of. There's so much fuss over nothing. I mean, to be honest with you,
the extremes that some of these
it's because kids parents to. Because parents are not responsible.
The extremes that they go to.
I remember. Look, this kind of thing led to. I think it was Mrs. Edrechi in Queen's College. I think she disciplined Abacha's daughter. I'm not sure who he was. But she stood her ground. We don't cane students, because when we stopped the issue, Tony Blair in the UK contemplated during his tenure bringing back canes to the schools. Where you find a youth, he's on the train, he sits on one chair and puts his dirty shoes on the other chair. Mm. I beg.
All right, let's go on to another story.
Let the minister go and find something to do, please.
Aviation minister suspends Dana Air's operations stakeholders kick. This is still on page 9 of today's Vanguard.
There are two issues to this. And I'm sorry, I might have to be a bit brutal and just tell you the way it is on my mind. I think Dana Air has gone into one incident too many. Dana Air, check your history, has been involved in one incident too many for my comfort. And that should immediately tell you what I feel about the airline. They've been involved in, crashes and things like that. That's number one. Number two, just like I thought this morning, it is not the job of the aviation minister to suspend Dana Air. There's a regulatory body. Have you ever heard that is the Secretary of Aviation or whatever it is in the United States that runs the air industry in the United States? No, we should let professionals do their jobs. We should let everybody want. These ministers are too overzealous, because they know they are doing nothing. We should let people do their jobs. There's an agency. There's an agency that, who is supposed to run this. Listen to what Group Captain John Ojikutu, retired, told Vanguard. He said, that is not the job of a minister. You see? Well, you remember, were you the one on duty when the minister was showing, whether it was some reporters, the Airbus,
and the factory in
the UK. Festus Keyamo needs to do a rethink. All these show things is not what he's there for. He will be assessed by the job that he does. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is not his job at all. In fact, he shouldn't even be in the picture. And so Ojikutu says that is not the job. What he means is that there is no confidence in the NCAA and the Accident Investigation Bureau.
NBIA.
He says of Festus Keyamo, he has taken over the job of the agencies. These are the things that are wrong, and the world is looking at us. Imagine in the world you had a near, wasn't it? Was you overshot the wrong way? Thankfully, it wasn't a crash. You overshot the wrong way, and it is the minister that is now suspending the airline.
That's what came to mind when I saw that headline.
It's not.
It was raining that
it's
day.
It's not. And you see, there is this thing now. Everybody wants to show gra-gra, you know. Everybody wants to put up an air that I'm walking. Yes, you're doing nothing. We were embarrassed the other day when he was doing the job of the Airbus spokesperson. This one is for this and this one is for that. What did he do after that? He hired some journalist somewhere, wrote articles and started insulting one or two people. Whereas we're telling him the truth. I wonder what kind of orientation some of these ministers are given. The Minister for Women Affairs runs to a school because they are bullying. This one now, he won't let the agencies do their job. What does he know about deviation that he's suspending? And it's because we also don't protect professionals. If, for example, in all these corruption cases, looking for Yaya Bello and so on, by that time you had picked up the accountant general and whatever, all those who signed vouchers and so on and so forth, and slammed them in the hammer, people would learn to stand up as professionals. It's not going to happen, but it would have been nice to see the NCAA override the minister and tell him, sorry, Mr. Minister, with due respect, this is not your job, it's our job.
Moreover, the investigation has not even been concluded. Report has not been... But some could argue that it's a move to forestall any
It's
further.
Not to forestall. No, don't come up. Don't anger me this morning.
You cannot be angry, no.
No, it's true. It's not anything. We always try to explain things that are just not right. Somebody said, is out of concern. The Minister of Education is a mother. Is he the only mother there? We must learn to give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And so, that's what Odikutu has said. He says, he doesn't have the authority. How can he suspend? Has he read the report? The ICAO is watching and International Air Transport Association, IATA, are watching. A member of the Aviation Roundtable, Mr. Lumide Ohunwayo, on his part said, this is gross interference. Are you listening? This is gospel. This is a man who, from the day he came in, promised not to interfere with safety. And this is a safety-related issue. This is not right. It is the same mistake he made with the airport marketing. That should come from the NCAA, not him. It is plain to the gallery. Do you remember, some years back, in a state, a governor was away and there was heavy flooding. So the so-called first lady of the state took over the function. Until somebody, you remember, until somebody was bold enough to tell her that, madam, it's not your job. You have a deputy governor. The deputy governor himself must have been standing by. He was too scared to assert his authority. Maybe he got somebody from we just need to, people need to be kept in their proper place.
So I think also lack of understanding of government processes and protocol.
How can you, as a full-grown adult, appointed a minister, not understand protocol? That's the first thing. You should have a manual. If we don't have one, we should develop one now for each function.
But sir, the civil servants, like you're saying, the professionals who are there, should be the ones to say, no, sir, please, this is... Because they have to guide you.
That is why we need to develop tough people who can look the minister in the eye. Most of the people there were, yes, sir. I want to write this. Minister will come. I want to write this release. I want to write this. We need to suspend the airline. I want to show that we have zero tolerance. Yes, sir.
Because, sir.
Okay. Well, okay. What has the NCAA itself said about this now?
Because
you see, what they probably did is immediately they saw that the minister wants to whatever. They back off. I had a lawyer of blessed memory. I was involved in a case that was clear cut. Even though I'm not a lawyer, I knew what the law said. You know what he told me? He said, Jimmy, no, let's go this way because we don't know the mind of the judge. He wasn't ready to brave the process. We are not process-driven people. It's all about persons and persons and persons, not about functions and functions and functions.
Good, Jimmy, let's move on.
Okay,
move
so on. We have a third one.
A third one there, still on PTO. Vanguard. Okay, let's quickly take this one. Sorry about that, sir.
Yes.
Akintoye to Afenifere, Yoruba Nation wants self-determination, not restructuring. Yoruba Nation wants self-determination, not this restructuring. They're still talking.
Okay, fine. That's his response. First question I want to ask is, who are the Yoruba Nation? How many members are they? Has a referendum been done amongst all Yorubas to determine what they actually do want to do? Who has been given a mandate to speak amongst the Yorubas? Who? The only people who have the mandate jointly are the governors and their political leaders. Whether they rigged the election or not is another thing entirely. But in the book, so who are you? I hope these people know that, much as their aspirations, it's I don't agree with the aspiration in the first instance, but that's neither here nor there. My own doesn't count. But do you have the buy-in of the people that you're talking about? That is the part that concerns me. Again, and increasingly elders in the land keep quiet until this thing becomes a full-blown crisis. Until it becomes a full-blown crisis, because nobody has a monopoly of these things. If some persons want a Yoruba nation and they think they can grab it by intimidation, others this can also do likewise. You get what I'm saying? So we need to be, we all need to be adults in the room and be very careful about the things that we say and the things that we do. Professor Akintoye is a professor, so he's far more educated than I am. But I plead with him, that yes, what you want to do, well, it depends. What you want to do is not, I don't want to use the word noble, but it's okay, but there are ways by which it is done. The first thing that you do before you say you want to lead people is to get their buy-in. Have you done a referendum? It's not about signatures. It's to organize a proper referendum. And that's where people of thought must come in now and not keep quiet. We cannot have people like, again, I'm going to repeat their names again, we cannot have people like Chief Afe Babalola, we cannot have people like General Akinri, there are so many top Yoruba leaders, even the our royal fathers, keeping quiet at a time like this.
All right.
Let us know where we are going. Maybe, just maybe, if you had a referendum, just maybe, you might have those in the majority saying that is what they want. So be it.
For the South, East, West?
Maybe. I'm just saying.
South East is calling for that and see where it landed Nnamdi Kanu.
No. You have a right to call for it. But what I'm saying is you have to go through the normal, you go through the legal process. And the first thing that you do is to get the mandate of the people you are leading. But doesn't it make sense to you?
United Nations
must get, and if even before, without looking at any United Nations charter, if you want to represent us, surely it must be majority of us that want this thing to happen.
But the
continued silence about, so are we going to say now that because the honor of Ife, the Alake of Egba land, the top Yoruba elders, Yoruba Council of Elders, are we going to say, because they are not saying anything, they are complicit? If that is what it is, then okay, let's go ahead. But you must get the buy-in, you must get the mandate of the people. You must get the mandate of the people. And then also a bit of strategy needs to be applied. You're now asserting pressure about 2 to 3 weeks after the incident that happened in Ibadan. I think the timing is wrong. Unless it was done deliberately to be like that.
All right. Interesting. We stay with the Vanguard, this time on page 22, PZ to Exit Africa, citing sales plunge in Nigeria.
This is sad news. You don't want to imagine the number of job losses that we are going to get from PZ leaving. You know, they're into detergents, they're into
beverages,
they're into detergents. All of you remember Elephant Power? Ooh!
Partisan
Zakonis. They were my greatest competitors. Ooh. When I was in Lever Brothers way back then. Yes, it's such a pity to see them go. I want to be corrected. I want to be sure. If anybody would please correct me, if they are not also involved in Samoko. If Samoko is not part of the...
At some time, they became PZ cousins.
PZ cousins and so on and so forth. But they're leaving Nigeria. It's a business. They want to make profit. And therefore, they're leaving Nigeria for greener pastures. The full explanation is here. You can take our time to read it in the Vanguard, page 22. And it says, PZ to Exit Africa, citing sales plunge in Nigeria.
Okay, let's go to other stories. The Guardian is waiting up next. Uncle Jimmy is stretching here in the studio.
It's hot. It's a bit hot.
Sorry about that.
It's a bit hot in there.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have to check. I don't know what happened. Maybe the change of hour or something. But this one is interesting. In The Guardian, page 5. This story is in a small corner, but it's a very important story you've selected. I won't support candidate above 52 years in 2027, Guba Poe. Makinde tells PDP aspirants.
He has my back on that. And I want to call on young people, please get up and take control of this country. Save this country from my generation. You're out there every day talking about my generation. My generation did this, did that. Okay, fine. We've admitted it. Come and take over your country. Because the question is this. If at 52, you're still struggling to get some political control, before you know it, you become an old man. The generation behind you. So when are you going to? When is it going to become, quote unquote, your turn in politics, like they say? So that's the reason why this story is not so much. There's not much news there. That the Oyo State Makinde says that the next governor for Oyo State must be between 50 and 52 years, and that he would not support any candidate who falls outside the age bracket of 50. And 52, and that is what he has said in Ibadan. So that's what it is. Young people, stop, brace yourselves up and take over governance. It's your time.
And you agree with that, sir?
And throw out all these 40 dollars. It's their time.
But sir, the constitution is clear.
We are not talking constitution.
The government is making an anti-constitutional statement.
It's not everything that is in the constitution. There are some things that you can agree. It's not everything that the constitution is not sacrosanct, but man is not made for constitution. Constitution is made for man.
But Okojimi, it's a grand norm.
Whether it's a grand norm or the air norm, we want young people to run this country. We've had enough of these old people, my own generation.
Let's take a break, sir.
Do you know? We are not taking a break. Do you know that an old man, an old person, always looks back? A young person always looks forward. You want to put people in charge who keep looking back. When I was this, when I was that. When you should be looking at those with very strong aspiration. You can take your break now.
We'll be right back. Okay, we're back, Uncle Jimmy. Which one should we do? You want to take a look at the business pages, or you want to talk about Nollywood?
Oh, yes, let's do Nollywood.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Nollywood, we have another casualty, unfortunately. Nollywood, once again, another actor, Zulu Adigwe, is dead. Zulu Adigwe is dead. His death was announced a Tuesday night on Facebook. His soul rest in peace. Wow. Adigwe apparently has been in certain movies as Mr. B on the late Ken Saro-Wiwa's hit series, Bassey and Company.
Oh, Mr. B.
When it was in second
That's
school.
Mr. B.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
And, he was also, I think, in Blood Diamonds and some other movies. But he has passed on, and may he soul.
Get breaking news, updates, and the best of talk.
Women have to work twice, even thrice as hard for them to get things that just come so naturally to a lot of men who feel that leadership is their right.
We're in prisons for how many years?
For 6 years, 8 months.
Were you going to court from prisons then?
Yes, but before I started court at all, it took me 2 years.
Just being in prison?
Yes.
Without your case even start
in
at all?
In confinement.
You were there?
Yeah.
Here on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens.